Welcome to this edition of PowerPoint with Jack Graham. A little later in the program, we'll tell you how you can get Dr. Graham's message series, Invisible. But first, here's his message, God's Grace for a Barren Place.
Take God's word and turn with me to the 13th chapter of the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 13. Have you ever experienced times of spiritual barrenness? Spiritual drought in your life? Times when you just feel that things aren't working out, things aren't coming together. Maybe you feel like you're just running in circles and things are not fitting together. You feel unfulfilled. Oh, you know Christ as your Savior. You know that you're saved. But you wonder, why am I not growing in my faith? Why am I not getting stronger in my witness? Why am I not getting better in my relationship? And you find yourself in a time of spiritual emptiness and barrenness in your own life, a spiritual drought, a barren place. Oh, you still read your Bible, but instead of joy and instead of wisdom and understanding, you find yourself in a mental fog spiritually. You still come to church, you still worship, but rather than enthusiasm and life, and rather than receiving something from the Lord, you go away and you wonder why you even came. Just barrenness, just spiritual drought. Maybe you're still witnessing, maybe you're still serving, but it seems that you're sort of going through the motions rather than finding fulfillment in what you're doing for Christ. You know Christ, but the thrill and the victory and the joy is gone. Maybe you feel like you're just stuck spiritually. Well, I've got news, good news for you. As a matter of fact, I'm calling this message God's Amazing Grace for a Barren Place. And not only is God's grace for unbelievers, and God's grace is available to one and all who will come to Him by faith and trust in His grace, in His accomplished and finished work for you upon the cross. God's grace is for the whole world. But Christian, God's grace is for you. We're to live in that grace and experience God's grace and enjoy God's grace day by day. So if you're in a barren place, there is God's grace. In the 13th chapter, beginning at verse 17 of the book of Exodus, "Then it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God did not lead them by way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest perhaps the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt. So God led the people around by way of the wilderness." Literally, He led them in circles around the wilderness. "And the children of Israel went up in orderly ranks out of the land of Egypt." Everything was in order. Everything was just right. Everything was in perfect place, but they were wandering in the wilderness, moving in circles. Maybe you feel like that. Now remember the typology and the illustration that we have here in the scripture of the Christian life. We have come out of Egypt. The children of Israel had been in bondage for 430 years, slaves to Pharaoh and the people of Egypt. Unbelievable atrocities. The greatest Holocaust any people have ever known was the Holocaust of those years in slavery in Egypt. And now by the power of God and under the blood, by the blood of the Lamb, which of course speaks of salvation in Jesus Christ, by the blood of that Lamb, they came out of Egypt and they were set free from that slavery. And now they're about to enter the land of promise. They're on their way to a land that God had promised them. They hadn't seen it. Moses had told them about it. Moses hadn't seen it either, but he saw it by the eye of faith. And now they're on their way out of Egypt and into that promised land. And somewhere between Egypt and the promised land, they get stuck in the wilderness. Does that sound familiar? A lot of Christians get stuck somewhere between Egypt and the promised land. You're saved, but you're not enjoying the blessings of salvation. You're not experiencing that land flowing with milk and honey. And you know, the promised land is a picture of a life of fulfillment, a life of freedom, a forever life that we have in Jesus Christ. And somehow you've gotten bogged down in a barren place in between. You've got both ends settled of your Christian life. You've come out of Egypt. You know Christ. If I were to ask you, do you know for certain that if you were to die today, you're going to heaven? You would say, yes, I know. You know that you're saved. You know that someday you're going to heaven. But what about all this desert that you're living in right now? And you're wondering why the Lord seems to be leading you about in the wilderness. That's what the children of Israel were wondering about as God brought them to this barren place. And if God has you in a barren place, listen up this morning, for this message is for you. If God has you in the wilderness today, if you're not growing, if you're stuck spiritually, here's how to get out. God will bring us to a place of preparation. Notice, as I mentioned earlier, that God was leading them about in circles. Now, He was leading them. They were there by the hand of God. They weren't there by accident or chance. They were there because God had led them there. Sometimes we get ourselves stuck. We get ourselves in trouble. We find ourselves barren and broken because of our own foolish mistakes, because of our own rebellion against God. But in the case of the children of Israel, they were under the guidance of God. And now they're in the desert. Why? Well, we don't have to wonder why, because in verse 17, He didn't lead them by the way of the land which was near, because the Philistines were there. And the Philistines were warlike people, trained, military warriors. And the children of Israel were just slaves. They'd just come out of the land of Egypt. They weren't prepared for the battles that they would face. They weren't prepared to take the land of promise. So God, rather than leading them in the direct route, sent them around and about. He sent them on a detour. You know, there are no shortcuts to spirituality. There are no shortcuts in our spiritual walk. It takes time for God to do in us what He desires to do in us. Now, in this microwave world, if God doesn't grow us up spiritually in the next 15 minutes, we're ready to give up. If our marriages aren't all that we hoped they would be and dreamed that they would be in a world that is full of no-fault divorce, we just quit. We want to turn back. And that was exactly the problem of the children of Israel. God knew that the moment they faced a battle, the moment they faced an obstacle on their way to the land of promise, they'd scream uncle and cry and go back to the land of Egypt. And so God led them around in a spiritual boot camp in order to test them, prove them, strengthen them in the spiritual journey. At times, God puts us on hold. God says, wait on me because I can't do in you yet what I want to do with you. And so there's some training that must take place. And therefore, we must be patient and wait on the Lord. That's hard for most of us. In this hard, driving, pressurized, pushing society in which we live, our motto is, when in doubt, go ahead. But God says, it's not time to go ahead. And if you're in a wilderness today, you're there for a purpose. Maybe you've been praying for God to do something wonderful in your life. Specifically, you've been praying. Maybe you've been praying for that wife, that woman that God would send you to be His choice and your choice for your life. And maybe you've been praying for that husband to come along and it doesn't seem God's ever going to answer that prayer and you wonder, God, are you ever going to come through in my life? Why am I stuck? Why can't I move forward in my life? You're just running around in circles. You're in the wilderness. Why? Because God there in the wilderness is preparing you for the land of promise, something bigger, something greater, something more wonderful than you can ever imagine, but you must get ready for battle.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and the message, God's Grace for a Barren Place. At this very moment, there is a spiritual battle all around us. That's why in this 11-message set, Invisible, Dr. Jack Graham pulls back the curtain on the spiritual reality you face each day. Dive into each message and discover the truth about your soul and what's waiting for you in heaven. You'll be given critical insight into how to live each and every day for the things that will truly last for eternity. So call now to request your copy of Invisible on CD or DVD when you give. And thank you for your generosity. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Now let's get back to today's message, God's Grace for a Barren Place.
Now follow him. Look at verse 21. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so as to go by day and night. God led them day and night by the pillar of fire, by the cloud by day, by the fire by night. What is this talking about? These physical manifestations were of the presence of God. The Shekinah glory of God led them. And these powerful elements in the Old Testament are illustrative of the work of the Holy Spirit as we are led by the presence of God day by day. Don't think just because you're not moving in the direction that you may think is the right direction. Don't think that God has abandoned you. Don't think that God has forgotten you. You just follow Him. God has you right on time and right on schedule. He has you in that place, even if it is a barren place, that He might display His amazing grace in your life. You're stuck, but not forever. Wait on God. For if you'll wait on Him, you'll discover God acting in your behalf like you have never imagined before. You say, does that really happen? Yes, it really happens. In chapter 14 of Exodus, we see that this barren place is not only a place of preparation, but it is a place of desperation. Sometimes we have to say to people when they're in a barren place, cheer up, it's about to get worse. And for the children of Israel, it got worse before it got better. Look at verse 8 of chapter 14. And the Lord, notice the Lord's in control here. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued, that is, Pharaoh pursued the children of Israel, and the children of Israel went out with boldness. Now they're strong, they're bold. And the Egyptians pursued them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, his horsemen and his army. Look at verse 10. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid. Their boldness disappeared in a hurry. And the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Then they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in this wilderness? Why have you dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt? Now God had led them, but they blamed it on the preacher. They blamed it on Moses. And I love what Moses said. Moses said to the people in verse 13, don't be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall again see no more. How did Moses know that? Moses had spent time in the desert himself. There was a time in Moses' life as a young man that he got ahead of the will of God. He disobeyed God. He killed an Egyptian. He fled for his life and spent 40 years on the backside of a desert, eating a desert diet, tasting desert dirt every day, living out there in barrenness and brokenness. And God brought Moses to a place of availability and usability. He spoke to him powerfully, supernaturally, out of a burning bush. He led them. He led Moses back to Egypt. He delivered by the hand of Moses the children of Israel. Moses had come to believe in a God who could do anything. Without God, with God, all things are possible. And the children of Israel now, stranded on the omnipotence of God. There was no way out. In front of them was the Red Sea. On the left and the right were the mountains and the desert. Behind them in hot pursuit is Pharaoh and the host of the armies of Egypt. There's no exit. It's a dead end. But God is about to make a way for them. Maybe in that desert place that you're in today, that barren place, you've come to the end. And you think there's no way out. My marriage can't make it another day. When your child walks in and says, I'm out of here, and there seems to be no recourse. When you face problems that you can't overcome, when you face mountains and obstacles and rivers and valleys, and you wonder, God, how am I ever going to get out of this fix that I'm in? God makes a way. When there seems to be no way, He works in ways we cannot see. My God will make a way for me. And so what do you get? What do you do when you come to the end and you come to that place of desperation? He tells us, He says, don't be afraid. Don't push the panic button. God has a plan, and He's working perfectly, providentially, Romans 8:28 in your life. For we know that all things work together for the good to them who love the Lord and who are called according to His purpose. 365 times in the Bible, we're told, don't be afraid, don't be afraid, never fear, one for every day of the year. No fear living. He said, don't be afraid, don't panic, for Jesus is sufficient for every trial and every test that you're facing in your life. Don't panic, don't be afraid. And notice what He says in verse 13, stand still. Because it's out of your hands anyway. Huh. I mean, you've got two choices other than stand still when you get to the end of the road. I mean, you can either go back, and the choice wasn't very good to go back, or you can do something stupid and jump in the water on your own. So don't go back and don't do something stupid. God says, keep your place. Stand still. The Bible says, be still and know that I am God. Oh, we manipulate, we connive, and we contrive, and we try to work things out on our own, and we fail miserably, or we succeed even more miserably. When we do it our way. But when we trust in the Lord, He will make a way. Got any rivers that you think are uncrossable? Got any mountains that you can't tunnel through? Our God specializes in things impossible, and He will make a way for you. And when the doctor says to you, no chance, my God will make a way for you. When your husband or your wife walks out and says, no way, my God will make a way for you. When your banker says, no way, he will provide for your every need. Stand still. Come to the end of yourself and then see the salvation of the Lord. Wait and see what God is about to do. By faith, envision the salvation of the Lord. He has delivered you in the past. He will deliver you through and through. And things aren't always as they seem. And just because things don't make sense to you right now doesn't mean they don't make sense. God is in charge here. And so we wait, we stop, we refuse to fear, and then God shows the way. And notice what happened in verses 15 and 16. And the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. Then when God says go, you put your head up, you get your eyes on the Lord, and you go forward. Don't go back. Don't quit. Go forward, because in the power of God, He will accomplish great things for you. Call upon me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. And God did a miracle on that day when He opened up the Red Sea and they walked through a super highway right onto the other side. The Pharaoh's armies were drowned and the children of Israel rejoiced. They saw the deliverance. They saw the salvation of the Lord. Jesus is our salvation. He is all sufficient for our every need, and He has a way through the wilderness. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I gotta do is follow. And when it looks the worst, expect God's best in your behalf. Years ago, when Napoleon was taking country after country, it came time for Britain and France to fight, and Wellington took the British armies out to face Napoleon. And the battle was fought. Now back in Britain, of course, they had no way of knowing in those days. There was no news report. It took days, sometimes weeks and months to hear reports from battles in far countries and so forth. So they sent it by signals, and finally the ship came in. It was a heavy fog over the bay that day when the ship came in ready to send the signal regarding Wellington and the fight with Napoleon, and Britain's history and its vaunted future was in the hands of that battle. And the signal went up as the people watched, and the words came in, Wellington defeated. And as the fog settled, the clouds fell over Britain, and grown men wept because it appeared that Wellington was defeated and all was lost. But a little later, the fog lifted and the rest of the message could be seen. Wellington defeated Napoleon at Waterloo. Wellington defeated Napoleon at Waterloo, and the nation rejoiced in the victory now secure. One day Jesus went to the cross. He died on that cross, and the message came out, Jesus defeated. But on a great and glorious Easter morning, Christ bursts forth out of that tomb, and the rest of the message is proclaimed. Jesus defeated death at Calvary. And we have victory through and through and all the way. And if you're stuck in a barren place, don't give up, because even in that place, there is grace and power and strength. Just you wait and see.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and his message, God's Grace for a Barren Place. Money, cars, houses, even careers, every single one of these trappings of success will one day fade away. In this 11-message series, Invisible, Dr. Jack Graham pulls back the curtain on the rich spiritual reality of the world around you and shows you how to win your spiritual battles and to live each day for what really matters. This insightful 11-message set is our special thanks for your gift today to help more people hear the love and truth of eternal life in Jesus Christ. So call today to get your copy of Invisible on CD or DVD when you give. Call 1-800 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Pastor, what is your PowerPoint for today?
Well, let me first say that most of us have experienced those times of spiritual drought, times when our Christian walk seems to slow down and it feels like we're getting nowhere fast. No doubt this is how the children of Israel felt as Moses led them out of Egypt and into the wilderness. The scripture says that God led them about in the wilderness. In fact, they were going around in circles most of the time. But this wasn't just an exercise in futility or punishment alone, though it was a time of discipline. This was God leading his people according to his own purposes. Now, here's what you need to remember. The journey that the Israelites took out of Egypt en route to the Promised Land is a picture of the journey that your own Christian life can take, which sometimes includes getting stuck somewhere along the path. And when you get stuck, God may take you on an extended journey through the wilderness. He may use this time to prove you, to test you, to mature you, to purify you, to strengthen you for the battles that are yet ahead. This is true because there are certain lessons that can only be learned in the desert. So, let me tell you what to do if you find yourself in a barren place. It's your assignment to keep your eyes fastened and focused on the Lord Jesus Christ, to listen to the Spirit and to follow Christ, even if it means wandering in the wilderness step by step, day by day. Continue to trust in God and wait on Him. Don't push the panic button. Instead, push the faith button and praise God. Follow Him faithfully, and even if He leads you about in the wilderness for a while, continue to trust Him in obedience. If you will do this, I can assure you, according to God's Word, He will lead you into the land of promise, a land of fulfillment, blessing, and beauty, and bounty that He has for each person who believes in Him.
And that is today's PowerPoint. Remember, when you give a gift to PowerPoint, we'll send you Dr. Graham's powerful message series, Invisible, as our thanks. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131. And join us again next time as Dr. Graham brings a message about what it means to be God's people on earth. That's next time on PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is sponsored by PowerPoint Ministries.